This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, April 12th, 2022. Continue on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, 27b, the second section, the green text. We start with the Mishnah, a behema shemesa, right? A behema that dies. You didn't check, but it dies. Right? When it dies, it becomes a nevela. Can't eat it. Lo yezizena. You can't move it because it's mukta. Ma'isa v'shalav or mitarfon aleha ba'alachala shenit meis. And there was a case that happened. They came to ask Rabbi Tarfon about an animal that died and became an avela on yantiv. Ba'alachala shenit meis, and on chala that became tummy. Right, so chala is not what you eat at your Shabbos table. Chala is the portion of the dough that is removed and given to the kohen. But if it becomes tamei, right, the kohen can't eat it. So it becomes useless as well. V'nichnas lebeis ha-medrash v'shal. It came into the Beis Medrash and he asked for Amalom and they said, lo yezizim imkoma. You may not move them from their place. They are indeed mukta. Okay, Gemara. So lema tenan stama deloka Rabbi Shimon. Right? Should we say that the Stam Mishnah? The Stam Mishnah is an anonymous Mishnah, right? There is no attribution of an author, which seems to give it a sense of, right, being unanimous, being authoritative, right? Maybe this, our Stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Why? What did Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon said, "Mechad chenes hadiluin lifnei habehema." Right, you can cut up gourds in front of an animal, that's a nevela, if they are klavim. And a nevela, which is literally a carcass, a corpse of an animal in front of the dogs for the dogs to eat it. Doesn't Rav Shimon seem to imply that it is not mukta? You can touch it. Certainly if you can cut it, right, you can move it. Very hard to cut without moving it. But Yehuda, Omer, so Yehuda says, "Im lo haisa nevela merav Shabbos asura." Yehuda says, "No, if it wasn't a nevela for merav Shabbos, then it becomes asur, right? If it was a nevela for merav Shabbos, then you would have thought about it and said, I am now right designating this dead animal as dog food, and then it wouldn't be mukta. But if you didn't, right? You didn't have intention for that, so that becomes mukta. So the Gemara says, no, our Mishnah does not have to necessarily contradict Rabbi Shimon. Afilu teima Rabbi Shimon. Right? You can even say it's Rabbi Shimon, mode Rabbi Shimon, bebaale chayim shemesu she'asurim. Rabbi Shimon agrees when we're talking about Baalei Chayim, that die, that is indeed Aser. Right, Rabbi Shimon agrees that when the animal is healthy and then it dies suddenly, it has a coronary, strokes out on us, but it wasn't sickly at all. So there Rabbi Shimon would agree that if it dies on Yantiv, it's no good. What's the case where Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda would argue? So that's a case where it's a little bit endangered. It's got a longer progressive disease. It doesn't have it. It's not an instant, unexpected death. Because then Rabbi Shimon will say, okay, no, you didn't have your mind on it because maybe it would die. And Rabbi Huda would say, no, if it wasn't available for Yom Shabbos, it's no good. So the Gemara now says, "Hanicha lemanda, Hanicha lemar bar amemar mishmei de Rava, right? De Amar." So it's all well and good according to Mar, the son of Amemar, says in the name of Rava, "Mode haya Rabbi Shimon vaylechaim shemesu sheasurim shapir." Right. So according to the to Rava, right? They say in the name of Rava that Rabbi Shimon would agree by Baalei Chayim that, right, live, good, healthy animals that die, that they are indeed forbidden, like our Mishnah. Shapir, all is well and good, right? No problems. Ella the Mar braid the Rabbi Yosef, Mishmei de Rabba, but Mar, the son of Rabbi Yosef, right, not Mar Bar Amemar, who says in the name of Rabba, Da Amar Chaluk Haya Rabbi Shimon Afilu Bebale Chaim Shemesu Shemutarim. Ma'ikalameimar. According to, right, we have two traditions of what Rabbi said, but according to the second tradition, offered by Mar Bred Rabbi Yosef, he says Rabbi Shimon argues across the board. Don't reinterpret our brisa. Rabbi Shimon argues with the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, even if a Balei Chayim die, healthy ones die on Yantiv, Shabbos, no problem, cut it up before the dogs. I then, Ma'ikel Meimar, problem now, we have a Stam Mishnah that seems to contradict Rabbi Shimon, because our Mishnah says, Behema that dies, you cannot move. Rabbi Shimon says, you can cut it. We have a problem. So Targum Muaziri Bibehemas Kodshim. Right? So Ziri says this is not the case of a regular animal. This is the case of an animal that was sanctified, an animal of Kodshim. Right? Rishima, Ziri says that Rishima believes that our Mishnah is talking about a case of Kodshim. Now, why is an animal of Kodshim different? Because the animal of Kodshim you can't give to your dogs. Right, there's a prohibition of deriving benefits, so you cannot give it to your dog. So the Mishnah says, right, you can't move it, you can't touch it. That's an animal of kodshim. When Rabbi Shimon says later that you can cut up an animal before a carcass, right, before the dogs, that's talking about a non-sanctified animal, and therefore Rabbi Shimon is not in contradiction to our Stam Mishnah. And the Gemara then, says, infers Dekanami. Right, we have the inference from the Mishnah will prove the same thing. Diktani alea be'al hachala shenitmes. Right, that on this animal, and it came to ask, right, with a retire phone, about this animal and chala that was rendered impure, that was rendered tame. What is the connection between this animal and chala? Ma chala de kadisha, just like chala has a certain element of sanctity. Behema de Kadisha. So too, the Mishnah must be talking about an animal that is sanctified. And that is nothing to do with Rabbi Shimon. Everyone will agree that a sanctified animal that dies, there's nothing you can do with it, can't derive any benefit from it, and therefore you cannot give it to your dogs at all, ever. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.